Hi, thanks for reaching out. Yes, so this passage that is brought down by numerous Torah commentaries, one of them, the one we quoted, is Rabbeinu Bechaye, that teaches that before we come down into the world, each and every one of us have actually preordained for ourselves exactly all the encounters that we'll have in this world, which is a really incredible and fascinating idea in so many ways, because as you say, obviously, once we get into this world, we forget everything and we don't know anymore what we've chosen for ourselves, because otherwise there wouldn't be a point in anything. There would be no challenge in Emunah, because we would remember that how and be able to see how everything is good for ourselves. However, we're being taught here by the Torah commentaries that before we do come into the world, we have such clarity that specifically all the specific things that we go through are actually we choose for ourselves. And obviously the things that we experience as good things also, but even the challenges, let's say a person is suffering from poverty or sickness, illness, or any, you know, or some challenging relationship or whatever else it might be, before we came into the world, we actually chose that for ourselves. And that just gives us a certain power and ability to build our emunah, to appreciate that everything that happens is not only for our best, but if we were the ones to choose, we would choose no other way. Now again, there's different sides to the coin of Emunah and Bitachon, and we have to tap into all the different sides when they're applicable. On the one hand, we have a mitzvah constantly kaveh Hashem chazak v'yametz libecha v'kaveh Hashem, to constantly hope and pray for the way we see things as good for ourselves in this world. If somebody's sick, if somebody's going through some illness, or if somebody's struggling with parnasa or whatever other area it might be, we have a mitzvah to hope to Hashem, to pray to Hashem, please Hashem, take me out of it in a sweet way, that I'll get the parnasa I need, I'll get the that I'll recover from the illness, etc., in this world. Even though in theory one might argue and say, but if we chose it for ourselves to be to suffer illness or to suffer poverty, why would I daven for it to be different? Nevertheless, whether we understand or not, regardless, you know, the bottom line is clear. Hashem desires that we pray for the things we see as good for ourselves in this world, in our lives in this world. So that's the one angle. And the other angle is that there is a very high level of bitachon. And even at the most basic level also, is to some degree one should definitely tap into it. And that is that one doesn't even have a desire anymore of their own. One just lets go and believes so much in Hashem that everything is for the best, that I just thank Him for everything. I literally just say, thank you Hashem. And I'm able to just reach such high levels of just being so happy with whatever He sends me. Poverty, wealth, sickness, health, whatever it might be, it's all the same in a sense, because I know that Hashem only does good for me. And even if I can't, that's a very high level of Emunah and Bitachon. But even at the most basic level, to some degree, just acknowledging, just making a full, having a full realization and acknowledgement that Hashem, everything that He does is the best. Like the Gemara says that every person has to say, Kol ma David Rachman al-tava, everything Hashem does is for the best. And we say, Gam zu l'tava, everything is for the best. That certainly helps us to cope with our challenges in a to a completely different level. Even if on the one hand we are davening for things to change, on the other hand, if today it hasn't changed, that's often a way we can reconcile this. On the one hand, we daven for things to change. On the other hand, we accept and however things are going at the moment, right now, today, or for the past, however it's been, we accept that that was for the best, and without a shadow of a doubt, that there could be no better way for that manifesting. And again, realizing and internalizing that we ourselves, we asked Hashem for that to be our package, our path in this world. When we realize that that's actually what happens, and again, that takes Emunah, obviously, because we don't see that, just like all the elements of Emunah, Hashem Himself, Olam Haba, the next world, and in the same way, this concept that before we came into the world, we ourselves chose our own path. So that takes certainly a certain sense of maturity in our Emunah. But when we are able to reach that level, it certainly makes a huge, huge difference in terms of being able to acknowledge that everything that happens is absolutely for our ultimate best, and without a shadow of a doubt. So again, as part of our Emunah journey, we just have to make an effort to build our belief that everything that we taught in the Torah sources, with all them, you know, incredible Torah commentaries that we have, it's 100% true. And when we taught that we ourselves chose for ourselves the exact path we're going to go through, that that's 100% true. And that being the case, again, anything that happens to us, sometimes our initial instinctive response is, oi, how could we be going through that? That's terrible, etc. But again, just digesting this idea that everything that happens is 100% chosen, not only by Hashem, but we ourselves asked Hashem for that to happen to us. Because again, we see way beyond how things actually manifest in this world. We see the real true manifestation in the next world. And when we have that appreciation, you know, we're able to, let's say a person had to specifically reach a specific rectification only by going through a certain poverty or suffering or illness or whatever else might be, that gives us a certain, you know, complete different level of coming to our emunah and bitachon. We should all, Bezrat Hashem, merit to the highest levels of emunah and bitachon.